today we are going to get into some backbends. I, especially since I've really dived into applied yoga anatomy and muscle activation, I have a very deep appreciation for backbends. And the reason why is we pay more attention to, especially in the yoga world, stretching the back body. And probably by now, if you guys have been taking classes with me this week and longer, you know that I hate the word stretching. We don't stretch from an applied yoga anatomy perspective. What are we trying to do? We're trying to get a muscle function to improve. Once a muscle's function improves, the body starts to function better. Remember, muscles move bones. And so if you want to go from here to there and your muscles aren't functioning well, then you can have pain on the journey getting there. And I use this silly example all the time, but it happened to me of reaching for the shampoo bottle one day and my whole back went out. Literally, ow! And then I was in pain for 3 weeks. And then I was actually I was leaving for Spain to go on a transatlantic cruise. And so it was not a fun journey. And So we're really looking at getting muscle function to improve. And when we look at like back bending is really about how well do these muscles contract? How well do the muscles contract in the back body? And what I have observed both as a yoga teacher and a yoga student is there's a lot of preparation that goes into preparing for a pose like wheel, Urdhva Dhanurasana. And the other day I asked a question, how many poses do you really think it takes to prepare for wheel pose? Gloria, you're not allowed to answer because you know the answer. But what kind of idea do you guys have? Ooh, Nate, very close. 3. It only takes really 3 poses to prepare for wheel. There's 3 areas of the body that we need to prepare. For wheel specifically, we need to get our hip extensors contracting properly. We need to get our lower back extensors contracting properly. And we need to get our upper back extensors contracting properly. And once we get all of those things working, then it's like we can get into wheel effortlessly. Now, there's one caveat to that, and that's also part of the theme for today's class, is shoulder stability. So some people just can't get into it because they have shoulder issues. And I'll be the first to say I have shoulder issues, and this is why it's a topic that's very close to my heart. There's 2 reasons why there's shoulder issues. There's probably more, but for today, there's 2 reasons why. The first one is we addressed on Wednesday, neck issues. If there's any impingement on nerves in the neck, and this is really important because if you're a yoga teacher and you're teaching people, what is the first thing a lot of yoga teachers do? Oh, you have pain, we need to stretch it out. It's the absolute wrong thing to do. From an applied yoga anatomy standpoint, what we want to do is make sure that the neck is functioning well so that the nerve connection is also functioning well. So for me, I had actually just recently a huge issue in this shoulder, and we traced it to my neck. It took me 8 months to figure it out. But once we did, the shoulder issues disappeared. And then the second thing is just because there's so many muscles that are affecting the shoulders, and we've got to make sure that the major muscles are working well. So today we're going to focus on those 3 areas: hip extension, lower back extension, upper back extension, but we're also going to throw some shoulder stability into this. And some of it will repeat from the neck class, and then some of it I'm going to add into it. So what I want to just say about shoulder stability that's really important, there's 2 major muscle groups that we want to look at. One is getting the trapezius muscle working. And you would think like, oh, my trapezius muscle is really tight. It's working. In fact, it's overworked, which is actually the absolute incorrect thing, because if your trapezius muscle is tight, muscle tightness is always a sign of muscle weakness. And it means that the opposite muscles aren't functioning well. And what are those opposite muscles, dear Aaron? Pectoral muscles. And the pecs have to be also working well, as well as the serratus, anterior serratus. So we're going to do some postures to get those things activated. This is going to be an activation class today. It's going to be nonstop for about an hour. Are you guys ready? You got your sweat towel handy? You guys are like, can I leave this class now? Okay, so where we're going to start today is coming to stand up and grab a block. I always love getting a block and starting with a block in between our thighs. And the reason for this is there's a few reasons, but one, it creates adduction. Anytime that there's adduction, there's lifting in the pelvic floor. If you don't believe me, squeeze the block and then take the block out and just kind of feel the pelvic floor and what happens. And then put the block back in. And then all of a sudden, it's like there's this lift, a natural lift. You didn't even have to pay any money for it. So from here, feel my feet on the floor. Think about the hips over the heels, okay? So get the hips over the heels. Sometimes we might kind of lean forward, especially when we're doing back bending. So as we do any kind of back bending, get the hips in line with the heels, and then inhale, bring the hands and reach up to the sky, turn the palms inward, and then exhale, bring the hands down. We're going to do this a few times, but each time you do this, see if you can just start to take the hands a little bit further back, take the biceps back. Remember to align the hips, lift the pubic bone, exhale, bring the hands down beside the hips. And then inhale, bring the hands reach up. Bring the hands a little bit farther back, exhale, bring the hands down. You can hear my diaphragm stretching as I'm doing this. Inhale, reach the hands up. Exhale, bring the hands down. Do it about three more times on your own. Slow the breath down a little bit. Take the hands a little bit further back. And just go at your own pace two more times. Very good. Okay, so for the next one, we're going to do a chair pose variation. Chair pose Ardha Utkatasana is a nice, gentle way to warm up the back. So you're going to inhale, keep the block there. We'll take it out soon. Take the inhale, bring the arms, reach up, bend the knees, and allow your buttocks to stick out a little bit. Lift the toes, drop into the heels, and then exhale, come forward. Keep the arch in the lumbar spine, and then let your upper back just kind of round forward, but keep the knees bent. Inhale, reach the arms forward, come up into chair pose, sit back into the heels, exhale, pause, and then inhale, come and stand up, and exhale, come into Namaste Mudra. Inhale, bring the arms, reach up, bend the knees, sit back into chair, allow that lumbar arch. Okay, reach back with your arms, exhale, come forward, let the head come down and let everything kind of drop into the floor. Keep the knees flexed, inhale, reach forward, come on up into chair pose, sit back into the heels, exhale, pause, inhale, lift the chest and heart a little bit more, exhale, sit back a little bit more, and then inhale, come and stand, and exhale, Namaste Mudra. You guys feeling this in your backs? Okay, inhale, sit back into chair, exhale, pause, inhale, lift the chest a little higher, sit back a little bit more, lift the toes, exhale, come forward, and let everything come down, Inhale, sit back into chair. Exhale, pause. Stay here for another breath. Inhale deeply. Lift the chest and heart. Take the sides of the belly in. Exhale, sit back a little bit more. Inhale, come and stand up. And exhale. Do it one more time. Inhale, sit back into chair. Exhale, pause. Sit back a little bit more. Inhale, lift the chest and heart. Exhale, come forward. Inhale, come back into chair pose. Sit back, pull the knees back. Pull the knees back over the heels, lift the toes. And then inhale, come and stand. And exhale, Namaste Mudra. Just allow yourself to breathe, and close your eyes, just feel the energy in your back. All of these deep erector muscles of the spine engaging, talking to you. There's an expansive quality in back bending. And we talk a lot about in yoga of expanding our capacity of who we think we are in the world. And back bending is one of the gateways to feeling that expansion, to pressing yourself or pushing yourself outside your limitations, outside your comfort zone. Okay, so from here, what I'd like you to do is come in down onto your mat. And we're going to do two things. First thing that we're going to do is, I call this as is an experiment. And you can bring your hands into cobra hands. And just have the hands a little bit wider. And maybe take the hands down a little bit. Turn the fingers in about 5 degrees. Draw the shoulder blades back and just kind of come up into your cobra pose. Now, this is like a really challenging pose, and a lot of people will do a lot of different variations to warm up, but I'm going to show you the simple hack to warm up for this pose. So, bring the arms, reach forward, lift the chest up as high as you can, and then pull the elbows back. Now, keep the glutes relaxed here, because if you're using your glutes, you're compensating for this pose. Inhale, reach the hands forward, and exhale, squeeze the elbows back, and then come on down. Okay, let's do it again. Bring the arms, reach out, and come up into this pose, this variation on Shalabhasana. Lift the chest and heart. Inhale, expand. Exhale, squeeze the elbows back. Lift up and try to arch or extend the upper back. Inhale, reach forward. And exhale, squeeze back, and then come on down. So earlier I was talking about trapezius, the traps. This is one of those poses that really activates the traps. So the trapezius not only helps to extend the upper back, but it also activating it, strengthening it, helps to stabilize the shoulders. Very important muscle to stabilize the shoulders. Bring the arms out. Come on up again. Lift up. Now lift the arms. Don't worry about the chest. Just lift the arms up. Squeeze the shoulder blades together. This will really engage the trapezius muscles. Take the shoulder blades and then squeeze the elbows and squeeze the shoulder blades. Think about the bottom part of the shoulder blade squeezing in. And then inhale, reach forward. And then exhale, squeeze the shoulder. Elbows back, lift up, and exhale down. Okay. So now bring the hands underneath your shoulders and come on up into cobra. Is it easier? You guys feel it, right? Why? Because your trapezius can contract now. Before, it wasn't able to contract. It wasn't able to shorten. Draw the elbows back a little bit more. Draw the shoulders down, Alex. There you go. Exhale, come on down. Good. Okay, so now we're going to focus on hip extension a little bit. So bend this knee. Bend one knee. And think about the knee at 90 degrees, so you don't want to pull the foot in too much. And then start to just lift it up. Lift up the foot, lift up the leg. Don't allow the left or the pelvic bone of the leg you're lifting to like lift up so much. So the pelvic bones really should stay on the floor and then slowly come down and relax. Okay, bend the same leg again. And then engage the glute and then lift it up. And then relax down. Even relax your head for a second. Okay, so bend the knee, engage the glute, and lift up the leg. In holding. And then come on down. Good. And bend the knee, engage the glute, and push the foot up towards the sky, towards the ceiling. Nice. And if you're not sure if you're engaging it, engaging the glute, tap it or touch it with your hand. Say, hey, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. Okay, and then come on down. And then bend the knee. Engage the glute, lift it up. And holding 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and come on down. And just relax it. Jiggle, 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 and bend the same leg again. Same leg. Engage the glute. And lift it up. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and relax down. Now we're going to change to the other side. So bend the knee, engage the glute, and lift it up. In 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come on down. Bend the knee, engage the glute, and lift the leg. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come on down. And bend the knee, engage the glute, and lift it up. And relax down. And bend the knee. Engage the glute. Tap it if you want to. And then lift it up. The leg. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then come on down. And relax. And then shake the glutes. And then do it again. Bend the knee. Engage the glute. And lift it up. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And come on down. And then bend the knee. Engage the glute. And lift it up. And 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And come on down. And one more time. Bend the knee, engage the glute, and lift it up. 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and come on down. Good. Bring the arms out to the sides. We're going to do one more thing here. And lift up the legs and lift up the chest. And holding 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come on down. And lift everything up. Lift the legs, lift the chest, holding two, three, four. Lift the femur bones up higher if you can, and come on down. And come on up. Two, three, four, five, six, and come on down. And come on up, holding two, three, four, five, six, and come on down. And up again, two, three, four, five, six, and come on down. And come on up, two, three, four, five, six. Okay, so now we're going to take a little bit of a break. Come onto your backs, grab one of your blocks, and with your block, you can have your knees bent or your legs straight. It doesn't really matter. I have my knees bent here. But you're going to make a gentle fist with your hands. And I want you to take the block in between those fists. Good. And just squeeze the block with your fists. And holding two, three, four, five, and six, and then relax. And then do it again. Bring the block up and squeeze it now, holding. So you should start to feel your pecs engage here. This is a really nice, gentle way to kind of engage the pecs, relax down. And then do it again. The pectoral muscle, and you don't really think about its relationship with the neck. And relax down. But the pecs really contribute enormously to the placement of the scapula. Take the block up again, squeeze it. Holding two, three, four, five, six, and come on down. But the pectoral muscle attaches all the way along the scapula, the clavicle bone, I'm sorry, and into the acromion process, or, well, technically the humerus bone, the upper arm. Bring the block back up. So the way the whole shoulder movement happens, if the pecs aren't working, other little muscles start to take over, like the rotator cuff. And that's why we see so many rotator cuff injuries, which increases shoulder instability. Bring the block down. And then do it again. This time we're going to do something a little different, but I want you to keep squeezing the block. And then squeezing the block, allow the block to come over your head. Now, it doesn't have to touch the floor. Feel where your own end range is. Don't push it down past your end range. And then bring the block back up towards the ceiling. And then relax down. And then squeeze again. Bring the block back up. We're going to do that movement just one more time. Squeeze the block. And slowly start to bring the block towards the floor behind you. Again, the goal isn't to touch the floor. Just feel where your own end range is. Honor that end range. Squeezing the block and then bring the block back up. And then relax down. Just pause for a moment, please. So while we're here, we're going to do one more thing with hip extension. Take the block that you're holding on to now, please, and bring it in between your thighs. You can have or choose how wide you want your thighs to be. Bring the arms out to the sides like a T. And then inhale and lift the hips up as high as you can. This is one of the best ways to prepare for wheel pose, actually, this pose. Squeeze the glutes as much as you can. Now squeeze them, squeeze them, squeeze them. Exhale. Slowly bring the hips back down to the floor. And then jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. And then lift the hips back up. Squeeze the glutes. Squeeze the glutes. And squeeze the glutes. And then slowly back down. We're really improving our hip extension today. Inhale, slowly come up. This is a great posture to prepare you for flying. Some of you are going to be flying tomorrow or the next day. One of the first things to go to sleep in the body is the glutes from all the sitting we do. So we want to make sure they're nice and strong and slowly come down. And relax and jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. And then slowly come back up. Squeeze the glutes and squeeze the block, getting that adduction happening. Squeeze, 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 and then down. And then come back up. Squeeze the glutes. Squeeze the glutes. And lift up a little bit more. And then come on down. Good. We'll do it one more time. Relax the glutes. And then lift them back up. One more time. Just squeeze them as much as you can. Can you lift up a little bit higher? And squeeze the block one more time and then lift it up and then come on back down. Very nice. Take the block out, please. Very good. Just pause there for a moment. Just feel your body. Feel where energy is flowing. The sense of I'm expanding my capacity. I'm expanding my capacity. All right, so come and turn over to the side. And then come on up to fours. And we're going to do another thing for pec engagement. So come and come to all fours and come to a neutral spine. And one of the ways I like to do that is just feel the complete extension and then flexion. And then sort of in the middle is where your neutral is. Look at the placement of your hands. Bring the hands a little wider than the shoulders. And turn the fingers in just a little bit. When I say a little bit, just like 5 degrees, it's really more of an humeral inner rotation. So you're inwardly rotating, more specifically the humerus bone. And then come on up into plank pose. But what I want you to do is really squeeze the hands towards each other. And then lift the chest and heart. Take the sides of the belly in, but squeeze the hands inward and then let the knees come down. And then do that again. Lift the knees up. Take the hands inward. Very good. And then let the knees come down. Good. And then lift the knees up. Now lift the chest. I always like to say like a little bit of an up dog chest. Obviously, you're not coming into up dog, but there's a bit of an arch or an extension in the upper part of your chest, and then let the knees come down. And then let the knees come up and squeeze the hands towards each other. Squeeze the hands into the midline. Take the sides of the belly in and then let the knees come down. Very good. And again, lift the knees up, sides of the belly in. Take the pubic bone forward, chest up. push the heels back, lift the leg bones up, and exhale, let the knees come down. We'll do it one more time. Inhale, and then lift the knees up, and push the heels back, bring the chest forward, take the hands towards each other, squeeze, 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 and let the knees come down. Very good. All right. How are you guys doing? Do you guys feel your pecs? So I just want to mention something because I always try and give things people can take home with them because you're not going to have me for the rest of your life. So I'm sorry. bring your hand. Doesn't matter which side you do this on. Bring one of your hands just kind of in here. Feel that. That's where your pec muscle is, yeah? So turn, your arm can be sort of somewhere like this. Just turn the arm in. Do you feel how your pec engaged? So when you do an inner rotation of the bicep or the upper arm, the humerus bone, the pec starts to shorten, okay? So, you know, it's something just to keep in mind. Sometimes in a pinch, if I'm feeling like my neck is unstable, my shoulders are unstable, I always just come up to a door. You know how some people start to stretch their pecs out? Wrong thing to do. It's horrible. Don't do that. But come up to the door frame or something and just kind of press in, or do an inner rotation of the humerus bone and just press in. A really nice exercise to do, especially if you're going to do a class with a teacher that does a lot of chaturangas. Because you really want to make sure those guys are fired up properly if you're going to do a lot of push-ups or something like that. Okay, I'm going to come and stand up next. So with the serratus muscle, it's actually a lot more simpler to engage. There's two aspects or two parts of the serratus muscle to engage. But for today, what we're going to focus on, it's just very simple, and we're going to practice it in Tadasana. So in Tadasana, having the feet underneath the hip bones, have the hands sort of beside your body, your arms beside your body. And I want you to think about the shoulder blades coming down into the back pocket of your shorts, or if your jeans, you know, you're like doing like this. So that's the serratus. So it's a movement that I'm not going to see, but you're going to feel. Is if you think about the shoulder blades really pulling down, like really strong. So a lot of times in yoga, we say pull the shoulder blades back and down, and then we do like this. But I actually want you to intentionally really pull the shoulder blades down into the back pocket of your shorts and then relax it. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Good, and then do it again. So pull the shoulder blades back and down into, like really pull it down. And then relax. You guys feeling that? Are you feeling what I'm trying to ask you to do? It's very strong if you're doing it well. So are you feeling it, Nate? A little bit. Okay, pull more. Okay, let's see. Yeah. But now really think about, Nate, these shoulder blades, the scapula, coming down into the back pocket. So it's not so much the retraction of the shoulder blades, but the downward rotation of them. And the downward rotation is actually controlled by the serratus, the anterior serratus. So pull them down and holding 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, and then relax. The serratus comes and attaches here, so you're going to feel it underneath the shoulder blade, and then they kind of attach to the ribs here. So you're not going to feel it here. This is a little too anterior. It's a little bit more down like here. Yeah, for sure. So do it again. So the serratus and the pecs, the pectoral major specifically, are synergistic muscles. They work in tandem with each other. and relax. And it's almost fair to say, and pull down the shoulder blades, do it two more times. It's almost fair to say that they are really underused a lot and abused a lot, actually. And relax, and then do it again. Very good. So one of the names for the serratus muscle is actually the boxer muscle. So boxers, when they come forward, it's the serratus muscle that allows the shoulder blade to come forward. And so boxers really develop their serratus muscles. All right. So the next thing we're going to do is dancer pose. I love this pose. So I'm going to use this as a way to prepare. And this is going to lead us into our next thing. So grab the inside of your ankle. And if you're new to dancer pose, don't feel like you have to go for it today. I'm going to give you some cues just on some things to work on. So raise the other arm. And you're going to just do two things simultaneously. One, the foot is going to kick back, but two, it's also going to lift up. So that's hip extension. You're going to push up, and then reach up with your chest. Now focus on one point in front of you. And then push up, and now see if you can start to come forward. Push up. Lift the chest, push up. Can you come forward a little more? And then slowly come on out. That was lovely. Okay, let's do the other side. So bring the other arm out to the side, turn the palm up, and then grab the inside of the ankle. Very good. And then bring the other hand up to the sky. Lift the chest and heart upwards. Good. Now start to kick that foot back, but also lift it up simultaneously. So kick the heel up. Kick it up. Kick it up. And kick it up. Nice. And kick it up, and then see if you can come forward a bit. And kick up the foot one more time. And then come back. Nice. Bring the hands just to namaste for a moment. And feeling that expansive quality of back bends. Going beyond the limitations of mind into a universe of infinite, limitless possibilities. There's a moment in some of these yoga postures when literally, it almost feels like there's no thoughts. All the walls are down. And you go into that place. Okay. For this next pose, I'm going to start off, just set up the blocks. Bring your feet wide apart. And then bring a block kind of just outside the feet. Okay. Okay, turn the right foot to the right place and just cross your arms for a moment. Now, we're going to come into warrior two. So bend the right knee, but just be careful that you're not, I call her LA girl, like when you're sticking your butt out like this. So keep the hips squeezing into the midline. If you feel like you just aren't getting enough out of your yoga, squeeze the feet together, and that'll engage the adductors, and then bend the knee a little bit more. Good, and now lean into the right leg. So keep the arms crossed, but hold the heart open, and then come back up, inhale. Good, and then exhale, and lean into the right leg, crunch into the right leg, and come back up. And exhale and lean or crunch into the right leg. And come back up. And lean or crunch into the right leg. Very good. And then inhale back up. And exhale, lean or crunch into the right leg. And this time let the arms come down, the right arm come down, the left arm up to the sky. Take the right arm on the outside of the right shin bone and then spiral the heart upwards towards the sky as much as you can. Press down into both heels of the feet. Lift the right toes up for a moment. And then inhale back up. And turn the right toes in. Straighten the right leg. And just pause for a moment. Very good. And then turn the left foot to the left. And from here, bend your left knee, cross your arms. And we'll do the same on this side. So you're going to crunch over into that left thigh. Crunch over into that left thigh. And then come back up, inhale. And then exhale and crunch over. So you're really trying to shorten the left side of your body right now. And then come back up. And then again, crunch over to the left side of your body. And come back up. And then crunch over. Just hold it there for a moment. And then come back up. And one more time. And crunch over. Crunch, crunch, crunch. And then let the left hand come down and the right hand up. Bring the left arm on the outside of the shin bone. Now press the arm into the shin and the shin into the arm. So you, there's kind of like adduction, abduction, spinal rotation. Inhale deeply. Exhale deeply. Inhale deeply. And exhale. And come back up. And then take the feet back together or to hip distance apart. Take a couple of deep breaths in. Okay, this next pose, I've been trying to find the name of it. And if anybody here knows the name of it, you can feel free to belt it out. But I don't remember the name of it. But I can tell you it's a variation of Ardha Chandrasana. So this is what we're going to do. Just watch me for a second. And then we'll do it together. So this is where the block comes into play here. So you're going to bend the knee. First stop, warrior two. Second stop, side angle pose. Okay? And then third stop, I'm going to bring the hand down to the block. I'm going to try and not put all my weight onto the block, but just have it there for support. And then I'm going to lift that back leg up while I bring the block forward. Now, everybody's going to have a different distance because all of our gaits are different. And I'm going to lift up as high as I can. Okay, I can actually come down a little bit. And then I'm going to grab my back foot. And the same thing in Dancer, I'm going to push through the heel of my foot, but I'm also pushing the heel of the foot up towards the ceiling. I'm creating some extension in the hips. Okay? The power of applied yoga anatomy. Okay? Does anybody know the name of that pose? Okay. I don't remember the name of it. Okay. I looked everywhere yesterday and I even wrote a blog post about it because it's one of my favorite poses. But it's got some strange Sanskrit name that I can't remember. Okay, because I just did my right side, we all have to start with our left side. So we'll start with the left foot forward. Okay, so first stop, bend the left knee. Second stop, warrior two. Feel warrior two. Third stop, side angle pose. Okay, and then fourth stop, Ardha Chandrasana. Now, if you're new to this, Ardha Chandrasana is a really nice pose to hang out in. So, you know, don't feel like you're cheating yourself. This is a really dynamic pose. Next stop, if you want to, grab the ankle and then start to work this pose. Inhaling. Exhaling, open up the chest, spiral the chest open, no matter where you are, spiral the chest. And then let go of the leg, bend the knee. Ta-da. Come back. Let's do the other side. So, point the right foot to the right. Get your spiritual gangster on. And then bend the knee. Next stop, take the arms out, warrior two. Really lift the chest, like start to lift everything up. Part of the success of this pose, and it's a really big part of applied yoga anatomy, is to lift, feel things constantly lifting up. And then side angle pose. And then start to come forward into Ardha Chandrasana. Again, this is a very nice pose to hang out in. So if this is new for you, just stop here and work this pose. Lift the heart, spiral the chest open. Then if you want to, bend the knee. Grab the ankle and start to push the heel up and back, up and back, and then lift or spiral the chest upwards. Nice, Alex. Beautiful, Nate. That's it, Gloria. Kick the heel up, Gloria. Kick it up. Kick. Yes, yes, yes. And then slowly come on out. That was a little sloppy on my part. Bring the feet back together. Just pause for a moment. I'm expanding my capacity. I'm expanding my capacity. Let the hands come from Namaste down. Turn the palms face forward. I'm expanding my capacity. Come limitless in mind. Go beyond those constraints of mind into the universe of infinite possibilities. All right. So you'd almost think that we're done, but we're not, because we haven't done wheel pose yet. So we're going to come, first of all, onto our backs. Now, if wheel isn't in your practice, that's completely fine. So we're going to start off with bridge pose. Do pay attention a little bit in how I get into wheel. It may be a little bit different than what some of you are used to. The way I teach it is the very Iyengar way of getting into it, or at least I think it's the Iyengar way. I don't know what my Iyengar teacher would say. Aaron, that's not what I've been teaching you for 10 years. Probably. Okay, so come onto your back, and we're going to start off in bridge pose. So before, normally when I teach bridge, I always say have the arms out to the sides or behind you. But for today, have the hands down beside your waist, and then lift the hips up as high as you can. And you can just kind of hang out here. And for today, we can bring the hands underneath the glutes and kind of press down into the forearms and lift the glutes up as high as you can. Good. And then release and come on down. Inhale deeply. And exhale deeply. Inhale deeply. And exhale deeply. Okay, so we'll lift up again. Lift the hips up as high as you can. And bring the hands underneath. Squeeze the glutes now. Squeeze them and lift them up. Squeeze them and lift them up. Squeeze the glutes and lift them up. And come on down. Nice. Okay. So this next time we're going to come into wheel. And again, you don't have to do wheel pose. If it's not in your practice today, just stay in bridge pose or just stay here. Okay, it's up to you. Yogi's choice. So lift the hips up first. Bring the hands underneath. Lift up as high as you can. Now, if you're going to do wheel, let go of the hands and keep the elbows on the floor where they are, but have the fingers pointed up towards the sky. Good. Feel like you're pulling the shoulder blades down the back. Then bring the hands to beside your ears, elbows up, and then come on up to your top of your head. Good. Pause there for a moment, and then push up. Inhale. Feel the breath coming in from the tailbone to the crown of your head. Exhale. Feel the hands down. Push the chest in the direction of where you can see, but your arm bones come back. Take another breath or two. And then slowly come down, tuck the chin, and straighten the legs. Hallelujah. That was nice. That was really nice. Okay, guys, we're just going to do one of my favorite counter poses. It's a very simple pose. Bend your knees into bridge feet, and then straighten your right leg along the floor. Flex the right foot, dorsal flexion of the right foot. And then to about the count of, I would say 10 to 15, you're going to slowly start to raise the right leg up towards the sky to 90 degrees. If it doesn't come to 90 degrees, that's completely fine. Just go to your own end range. And then to about the count of 10 to 15, slowly lower the foot down to the floor. Keep pressing. You're doing two things simultaneously. You're pressing through the right heel of the foot, but you're also pulling the right femur bone into the hip socket. Okay, we're going to do that a few times. So do it a few more times. Just going at your own pace. Just going really slow. Very good. And then whenever you're finished this next round, bend that knee and switch legs. Take your time. There's no rush. And do the same thing on the other side. Again, lifting the leg up to around the count of 10 to 15. It's really slow. Pushing through the heel of the foot while pulling the leg bone, the femur bone, into the hip socket. You can feel yourself becoming more still, grounded, centered, but still kind of tasting this universe of infinite possibilities. Maybe just do it one more time on the left leg. And then when you're ready, just stretch it out into Shavasana. In Shavasana, opening the palms, the arms are about 6 to 10 inches away from the body. The feet are in neutral, but allowing the external rotation so the toes just flop to the sides. Watching the belly rising with every inhale. And seeing the navel descend back into the spine. I am expanding my capacity. Say that 3 times to yourself. I'm expanding my capacity. I am expanding my capacity. I am expanding my capacity. Take a deep breath in through the nose. And exhale deeply. Inhaling and exhaling. So wiggle your fingers and gently wiggle your toes. And slowly bend one knee. And slowly bend the other knee. And gently roll to the side. And come on, sit up. Repeat that affirmation three more times. I am expanding my capacity. I'm expanding my capacity of who I am. I'm expanding my capacity for joy. I'm expanding my capacity for love. Friendships. I'm expanding my capacity for life. So may it be. Namaste.